This is the 427th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, the podcast from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that gives you everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. I'm D. Orlando Ledbetter, the Falcons beat reporter for the AJC. I'm here at Nissan Stadium where the Falcons went down 28-23 to the Tennessee Titans. They were upset today as they gave up four touchdown passes to Will Levis, the Titans' rookie quarterback, who found DeAndre Hopkins on four passes for 128 yards and three touchdowns. The Falcons switched quarterbacks at halftime and went to Taylor Heinicke for Desmond Ridder. He rallied the troops and nearly brought them back, but a drop pass by Van Jefferson was costly and killed the potential game-winning drive. If you're listening to us for the first time, please make sure to follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, let's get to Falcons coach Arthur Smith, who was peppered with questions about the quarterback situation. Here's a mashup of what he said or what he had to say about Ridder and Heinicke.
With Dez, you know, needed to get checked out. And then so that's, you know, why Taylor's here. And so Taylor got in there and got going. And obviously, as it came on, I mean, felt that was the best thing right then, just the way that it gone. And we're always going to be cautious and I'll be conservative. So again, I'll listen to the medical experts and we'll get some, make sure everything tomorrow, the next day as we get through the week. But that's why we're going to always. Michael, I mean, those are obvious questions you got to ask. You know, we just finished this game. Obviously, we had a lot of confidence in Dez. We didn't take him out for performance issues, but that's why Taylor's here, to be able to come in as a backup and give us a shot to win. You guys got the same report I did, right? I'm not a medical expert, but there's a reason why he got evaluated. I'm not a doctor. So when you game somebody out, just like with Drake, somebody else has to go in there. There's nothing, guys, you can ask me 500 ways. We just finished a game. We got a lot of things we gotta go back and look at. I'm going to listen to the medical experts. We'll see how this week. I'm always going to be conservative. So certain things, trust our gut. I don't think I'm a medical expert, but I try to make what's best for the team at that moment. As you're mixing and matching, whether a guy goes back in or not. Did his job. That's what he's here, and we got a lot of faith in Taylor. And, again, like I said, you know, Drake goes out. Other guys stepped up. Hodge stepped up. Mac, Van, and Scotty. Obviously, Kyle New improved, play a lot for us. And, you know, so we got to continue to work and find ways not to put ourselves in the hole like that.
All right, we couldn't get a direct answer from Coach. That's what the back and forth is about when you switch quarterbacks. So when Heinicke came in, the offense looked better. Falcons scored four times and had not only got a field goal with Ridder and a turnover. So Coach wasn't ready to say, oh, yeah, we're going to name him the starter, or, oh, we're going back to Ridder. So we had to press him about that, and that was the situation right there. Okay, here is Coach Arthur Smith as he talks about the first half field position and what went wrong there.
They were. And D-Lab, we got to do, you know, the field position stuff early. You know, you get into that, and you know, got him in those spots in the middle field, you know, when they took their shots, right? They got the early one to Hopkins off the, to our left. They were able to make some plays, obviously, off the turnover. They got him on the crossing route, put him up 14-3. Again, that was a field position thing. You're coming back, backed up and get a drive going and pop it out with a rush. And so credit to them when we come back and said, move the ball, had our chances, but unfortunately we didn't get it done.
No question about it. Here is Heinicke as he talks about the first four scoring drives.
Hey, Tim, when did they come to you and say, hey, get ready to go, going into the game?
Well, I was taking a leak, and I hear Arthur.
I can't get that on.
Heard Arthur calling my name, so kind of came out and he said, you're in. So that's kind of how it happened.
Had four scoring drives. What was working for you all?
I think we were just, you know, stuck to the game plan, you know, take the easy completion, take the guy that's open, and try to get first downs. You know, if you get enough first downs, next thing you know, you're in scoring position. And, you know, once we get down there, it's trying to score touchdowns. So, you know, I think the first two drives we ended with field goals. Go back and look at film. Maybe there's some things I could have done better, and maybe we could have scored a touchdown. But, you know, we moved the ball pretty good in the second half, just came up short.
And did you know Desmond had been in the concussion protocol? And
I did. I heard that, you know, that was the main reason that, you know, I went out there for the first half and, you know, things were going pretty well. So I think he kind of just stuck with it.
You, given the way things went today, do you feel that you should be the starter?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, this is Desmond's team. He's played great throughout the year. You know, obviously there's a couple hiccups here and there, but he's progressing every week. He's working hard. And, you know, Logan and I are doing everything, you know, we can to help him in any way we can. So, you know, obviously ultimately that's Arthur's decision. But tomorrow we're going to come in and try and get better from the film and proceed as, you know, as usual.
All right. Now, the other thing here, Ritter got cleared. And when players get cleared, they routinely have been returned to the lineup by Arthur Smith. He did not return Ritter to the lineup. He stayed with Heinicke. So, you know, this was a benching, and they wanted to dance around it and use semantics and so forth. He got benched in the second half. They went with Heinicke. He got on a roll. They stayed with Heinicke. So Ritter stayed on the bench. Here is Ritter on why he believes he stayed on the bench, because the coaches thought he was off.
I didn't say I was off. You know, I said I cleared concussion through medical and everything. I said, you know, the coaches, they're with us, you know, the most time out of anybody else. They just felt, you know, I was a little off, you know. Sometimes they can just see it.
All right. He mentioned a couple plays that got mixed up, you know, in the game when he was in there. Here's what Ritter had to say about Heinicke.
In the day, obviously, you know, Taylor came in and did great, you know, did the job, you know, got moving and pulled points on the board. And at the end of the day, you know, it's a game of, how do I want to say it, it's a game of, you know, being to come out and execute. And, you know, like you said, you know, the past couple weeks have been tough as far as the execution part of it. Like I said, there's a lot of things in all games that we can clean up and be better at. And, you know, we'll go back to work on Monday and look at it.
All right. You know, Desmond Ritter, they'll go back to work on Monday. You know, we got a couple ways how this scenario is going to play out. I think they're going to start Heinicke against Minnesota and then again against Arizona, get to the bye. Hey, maybe they win those two games and are 6-4. Maybe they split them and they're 5-5. You're going to be 5-5, go to the bye. You still got 7 games left and nobody's running away with the NFC South. You gave Ritter a time to clear his head, settle in after 12 starts. And then coming out of the bye, he's got to win the games. He's got to win, you know, the NFC South. Going to come back against the Saints and see if he can get rolling here after watching Heinicke, you know, do his thing for a couple games. That's the scenario that I think is going to play out here. You know, that's going to be a make or break stretch for Ritter here. You know, he's got a chance to watch Heinicke get the offense going. He hasn't been able to get it going all together at the same time. You know, they came into this game, you know, with some good running games, some good passing games, but they were scoring 29th in the league. And so Heinicke gets in the game and he scores right away. Field goal, touchdown, touchdown. So he hit the average in the second half of his only game. it would not be wise to sit him. You know, you might run the risk of losing the locker room. So just that 6 points plus 14, that's 20 points. That's their average. He got it. He got it in the second half, two quarters. So it's going to be interesting. But I think going into Minnesota, they're going to have to go with Heinicke. Ritter sit back and check it out. Give him some more coaching for these next 2 weeks. Get to the bye week, drill down some more, get him ready for the Saints. That's the scenario that I'm going to bank on. We'll see if we're right on that. And if coach goes another way, then we'll have him. Maybe he'll have some clarity for us when he's ready to make that decision. Now, the big play was, they could have the Ritter fumble. They scored a touchdown after that. You can always pick out some plays in the game. But the fourth down drop by Van Jefferson, here's what he had to say.
I just dropped it. Yeah, plain and simple. I can't make any excuses. Tyler put a great pass right there and, you know, got to hold back and be accountable. You know?
Yeah, he's accountable. I just dropped it. Here's what he had to say about Heinicke coming in and the offense going on the move.
Taylor practices every day with us. You know, he knows, you know, the plays and everything like that. And, you know, when he came in, we knew the offense was going to run, you know, just like it was when Dez was in there. So, you know, we have full confidence in Taylor and came in and did a good job. I think both quarterbacks are two great quarterbacks. You know, Taylor came in and had great command of the offense. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, whoever the coach put in there, they put in there. And, you know, we just got to go with it.
All right, Van Jefferson. Here's Calais Campbell on the need to settle down.
We know what to do. Got to settle down and play football. You know, today, it was their day. They made the plays. Give them the respect, you know. And, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board. And we'll figure out, you know, what we need to do to improve. You know, but I got faith in my guys, you know, and I hope they got faith in me. You know, together we'll figure it out. You know, we go back and try to get a win at home against a, you know, tough opponent and get back in the win column and, you know, just keep this thing going. You know, I mean, it's football, you know, nobody expects to win them all. But, you know, today I feel like it was, you know, we have to wear it. You know, they play better than us. We probably get us to win. You know, it hurts a little bit.
All right, Calais, you know, you have to check in with him. He's a veteran. Here is free safety Richie Grant. Now, how they're going to learn to move on from this defeat?
Definitely not a step back. At the end of the day, man, you can only go up. You know, other plays, you know, obviously, nothing intentional. You're out there trying to make a play. Playmakers trying to make a play. But like I said, you can't win a game when you're giving up those type of plays. So you got to come back, refocus. You know, it's definitely not a setback by any means. You know, learn from it, and we're going to grow.
All right, one of the big things today was Derrick Henry, who doesn't look like he had a big game. It was 22 carries for 101 yards, but the Falcons were ganging up to tackle him, and that left some passes open deep, and the rookie Will Levis was able to get over the top for a 47-yarder, a 16-yarder, then a 33-yarder, and then a 61-yarder and then a 33-yarder. And that was all because the Falcons were coming up to stop Derrick Henry. He still averaged 4.6 yards a pop. But that was a rather simple game plan for the Tennessee Titans, and the Falcons couldn't stop it. But here's what Arnold Ebiketie had to say.
It was tough, especially knowing what team we are, knowing what we're capable of, just coming out here and not being able to get the job done. I mean, it's hard, but we got to keep our head up, kind of get back to work tomorrow and get back on the drawing board.
And what was the plan to hold Derrick Henry? You know, y'all pretty much kept him, you know, under control.
I mean, the plan just to be physical and stubborn one. Like, it was what I was being, just not letting break loose. We knew it was going to be a volume runner. We knew we had to keep hitting him down after down. So,
this is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach. An air freshener can make your car smell like paradise. A drive to Daytona Beach will actually get you there. Beach on. Plan your trip today at DaytonaBeach.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, we're back here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. We're going to finish up with some notes and then a couple items here from our mailbag on Twitter. We had a lot of folks check in after the game, about 44. We're not going to go through all of them. We're just going to do some of the highlights here and then get on out of here from Nashville. But before we do that, let's tell you about this great deal we have for you. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution has a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you subscribe today, you can get 6 months of unlimited digital access for just 99 cents. That's all of our sports coverage, politics, breaking news, investigations, food and dining, and so much more on AJC.com. Plus access to our e-paper and our assortment of newsletters. So join our community by going to subscribe.ajc.com/podcast. That's subscribe.ajc.com/podcast. So you always know what's really going on. All right, we're here at Nissan Stadium. We're going to wrap up here looking at some of the game notes. The Falcons fell to 4-4 on the season. The offense had 342 net yards, including 140 net rushing. Rookie Bijan Robinson scored his first rushing touchdown of the season. And today, cornerback D. Alford served as the Falcons' sixth captain for game day. In addition to the rushing touchdown, Bijan Robinson had 11 carries for 62 yards. Altogether, he's got 655 yards from scrimmage this season, and he became the second player in franchise history to record at least 650 yards from scrimmage in their first 8 games. He's joining the great William Andrews, who did that in 1979. All right, wide receiver Carterell Hodge from Prairie View Valley A&M down in Texas had 3 receptions for 75 yards, including a career-long 52-yard reception. Before he left the game with the injury, Drake London had 5 catches for 55 yards. Looked like he got hit in the ribs. They called it a groin injury. We'll go with their injury report on Wednesday. Wide receiver Scotty Miller caught his first touchdown as a Falcon and the 5th of his career on an 8-yard score in the 4th quarter. Linebacker Caden Ellis recorded 8 tackles. Linebacker Nate Landman also had 8 tackles. And free safety Richie Grant had 8 tackles and 1 pass breakup. Defensive end outside linebacker Bud Dupree had 3 tackles. And he had his second sack of the season, brings his career total to 48.5. Arnold Ebiketie finished with 2 tackles and 1 for a loss, 1 quarterback hit, 1 sack. Now has 2.5 sacks on the season and 5 for his career. Calais Campbell had 2 quarterback hits, 1 solo, 1 fumble recovery, the first of the season and a 13th of his career. Youngway Koo made all 3 of his field goals and 2 extra points for 11 points total for the Atlanta Falcons. So those are your player notes and game notes here. We're going to go to our mailbag question here where we checked in with you all after the game. We ask our weekly question once the game, the buzzer's over, and we want to see what the fans are thinking and what they have to say about the Falcons and in this case, the 28-23 loss. Here we are. We have it. We're up to 45 responses. What are you all thinking after this 28-3 loss by the Falcons to the Titans today? There's a lot to unpack later on the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. So here we go. This is from Erica, SkyBay37. Offa was bad at play calling. Oh, that she—that's her name for Coach Smith, Arthur Smith. She just calls him Offa. And I don't like the play call. That's too easy. Everybody just goes to play call, and all the plays are supposed to work. So, but yeah, but I'll read. Keep reading. And special teams were bad. We need a pass rush. Still, Dez never should have been named the starter, and Taylor showed why. Oh, and the officiating was terrible. Yeah, the first Hopkins touchdown. They Nick Cellini said that it was a you know he gave him a wrestling move grab, and even Hopkins was looking for the flag. So here's Manny Johnson. I said this when they passed on all the QBs in the last three drafts. This regime will be fired if they don't have a franchise quarterback. And if they do not draft one in the first round next year, they will be fired by the end of next year. Bank it. Heineke should be our starter. Okay. It's getting worse every game with Ritter. Playing Grady Jarrett. Praying Grady Jarrett gets better soon. We need to see more of Scorderell Patterson. Okay, no, Heineke's a backup. He's been in the league. He's 30. He's played in 33 games, 25 starts. He's fit 50% win percentage. He can come in and give you a spark. It's like he did today. And might be able to do for the Falcons over the rest of the course of the season. But if he was a starter, he would have been one by now. Good backup, though. All right. No faith in the – this is Rick Woodall. What is this called? Rick Woodall, 50. There it is. And he has no faith in the coaching staff or front office at this point. Litany of cascading errors from position evaluation, especially at quarterback, to silly on-field mistakes. They seem to play hard, at least on D, but not smart. The result is a 4-4 record against an awful schedule. This is J. Brett Brown 1. Very clear home. How far away Ritter. Very clear from home how far away Ritter is from being ready to be a starter. He should be a backup at this point. All right, we'll go with a couple more here. Scott Cohen Law. I'm thinking a team doesn't need quarterback. It needs a tight end. 2021 draft nailed it. Okay, I think there's some sarcasm in there. Okay, no Grady or Drake in the fourth quarter hurt. Yes, that was correct. And let me just randomly go down and get some people that got in early. Okay, here we go. Lance Hill 3. Why no QB battle in the exhibition season? Why anoint Ritter with Matt Ryan doing the final honors without knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that Ritter had ultimate command of this offense? Hell, Smith didn't even let Heineke run the offense in the exhibition season. Okay, that's going way back. Here we go. Last one. We'll get on out of here. Falcons would be 6-2 at worst if Heineke was the quarterback. All right, let's go ahead and get out of here. Thank you all for your comments. Thanks for sharing with us on the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Again, the Falcons go down here at Nissan Stadium, 28-23 to the Tennessee Titans. We don't know. We'll get you all ready for the game against Minnesota on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We'll come back on Wednesday with the 428th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. And, you know, in the meantime, take care and have a great rest of your week.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see,
do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.